and the 23rd verse. This is a quotation from the Old Testament. But Matthew wrote, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. Lord bless you, and you may be seated. I read a book several years ago by a guy named John Grisham, not Grisham, but Grisham. And he wrote a book called Skipping Christmas. It was an interesting story about a family that was fed up with the way Christmas is celebrated. And they didn't want to get all tangled up in the decorations, the Christmas tree, and buying a bunch of meaningless gifts for people that just had to buy something for them because they bought something for you, and Christmas parties. And so they decided that this year they were going to skip all the madness, and they were going to take a carefree cruise in the Caribbean. That was the plan. It didn't always go exactly. As a matter of fact, the interesting thing about the book is they once again discovered the true meaning of Christmas. Christmas is not about the decorations, and I don't care if people decorate. That's fine. You know, some people just don't feel comfortable unless they're decorating something. And I like people like that because they make stuff pretty. Brother Holly taught us that ugliness begs an ornament. So they're always decorating stuff. And I appreciate people like that. And then, you know, some people get caught up in the gift buying business, and they feel like they, you know, have to boost the economy personally. They take it as a personal mission, amen, to revive the economy, and their credit card reflects that. And then after Christmas is over, then they feel the pain, and it's not worth it, is it? You know what I'm saying? And people just get caught up in a lot of activities and stuff, to the point that it really becomes almost a frustration. And when it's all over, there's kind of a sigh of relief, like, oof, the madness is over for one more year. And Christmas really shouldn't be like that. It really shouldn't be like that. It really ought to be a time of peace. It ought to be a time of real joy, genuine joy. Amen. And the true meaning of Christmas is still there. But I want to talk to you this morning about skipping Christmas. Amen. John Grisham's title, Skipping Christmas. Amen. When Jesus came for the very first time, there were some people that decided that they'd skip Christmas. They went to an inn. Mary and Joseph had just completed a long journey. Well, it was long on a donkey. And they came to an inn in Bethlehem at a peak traffic time when all the rooms were taken, and the innkeeper said, "There's no room in the inn." So he was skipping Christmas. I don't think he knew it at that time, but he was skipping Christmas. Amen. He didn't have any room. He was concerned about business and preoccupied with other things. And there are people that skip Christmas because they get too wrapped up in the mammon business and the money business and the gift business. And because of that, they completely skip over Christmas. And then there were the people of the city. Jesus came. Jerusalem, just a few miles down the road, was the capital city of the Jews and the place where God had put his name and the place where the temple of God was and all of those things. But the very people that should have shouted and rejoiced when Jesus came did not. As a matter of fact, they just skipped Christmas. They just skipped Christmas. And the Bible says, as a matter of fact, that they were troubled when Jesus came. Amen. They were just troubled. Some people are troubled about Christmas. And I don't want to harp on this. Amen. But I do want to mention it one more time, that there is a spirit in the world that's troubled about the true meaning of Christmas. Amen. And they're very angry. I mean, they're not passive, but they're angry about it. Here's what bothers me. In the name of diversity, people want to take away my liberties. That's not diversity. Diversity is, you go ahead and celebrate Christmas your way, but you let me celebrate Christmas my way. Don't try to force me to celebrate Christmas your way and call it diversity. That's not diversity at all. That's a dictatorship. Amen. And isn't it interesting, though, that people, you know, in the name of diversity, they want to take my Bible away. In the name of diversity. Well, it might hurt somebody else. Why should it? You can read the Quran if you want to read the Quran, but let me read the Bible. That's diversity. That's reasonable. That's genuine equality. If you want to call him Allah, you go ahead and call him Allah, or Confucius, or Buddha, whatever you want to say, but don't tell me I can't call him Jesus. Pray to who you want to pray to, but don't tell me I can't pray to Jesus. You see, but there's a spirit in the world that says everybody else can do what they want to do, but you can't call him Jesus, you can't have your Bible, and you can't have your Christmas your way. It's okay to have winter solstice and worship the God of nature and the changing of seasons. Just don't worship Jesus. Well, for Christians, that's what Christmas is. Amen. And so it should be okay. But there's a lot of people that want me to skip Christmas and do it their way. Well, there was one other fella that wanted to skip Christmas. His name was Herod. He wanted to sacrifice Christmas. You know why? Because it was going to change the leadership of his life and the lives of others. And he wanted to control that. Let me tell you something. There's certain things you can't control. But Herod wanted to control everything. He wanted to stay the way it was. And if you want things to stay the way they are, you're fighting a losing battle. Things are not going to remain the same. If you think they are, look in the mirror. There's a whole lot of changing going on. Go dig through your photos. Get a few from the past and look at the present. You think there hadn't been some changes? And that's just in the physical realm. Amen. Well, I want the good old days. You remember, Solomon made $19 billion a year. But you know what? He heated his house with a fireplace. Have you ever heated with a fireplace? They're real good for a real short distance. You warm this side, and then you turn around and you warm the other side. And that's how a fireplace works. I don't want to heat with a fireplace. I like central air. That it's warm up here, and it's warm back there, and it's warm wherever you go in the building. Isn't that nice? Solomon made a lot of money, but he didn't have that. I'm glad there's been some change since Solomon's day. Sometimes I'm glad for my telephone. Sometimes I'm not. Amen. I was reading about a woman that was looking for a telephone. She couldn't find it. And little granddaughter said, Grandma, said, wouldn't it be great if somebody could invent a telephone that had a cord on it so that it'd be tied and you could always find it? Well, honey, we used to have that. And when I was in Midland, back in the fellowship hall, we still, believe this or not, and this was about 6-7 years ago, we still had a rotary telephone. Anybody remember rotary telephones? You ring, 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 ring. Remember those? Amen. And we still had one of those. And a young person wanted to make a telephone call, and I said, there's a phone in there. He said, what's that? Well, it's a telephone. How do you use it? He'd never seen such a thing. Isn't that amazing? But life is about change. It's about change. Some changes are good. Some changes are not. But life's about change. You can't stop it. And I think sometimes I want to stop some things. I'd like for... You know, I remember Christmas when I was a little boy. And it's not like that anymore. But it's life. You know, I had a mom and dad on the earth then. Had big brothers then. Well, that's changed. Had a big family. Well, that's changed. Life doesn't stop. It goes on. And it brings changes. Amen. Life was pretty simple then. The greatest joy in the world was to open my BB gun. I didn't care what else I got for Christmas. If you wanted to give me shirts and boots and blue jeans and all that stuff, that's fine. I'll just rip right through that. But where is the BB gun? Hey, man, Christmas didn't really start until I got my BB gun. And then all was well with the world, except for the birds, lizards and horned toads and cans and bottles, anything else that moved or didn't move. I'm sorry, I know that's violent. There are some that would tell you that's a horrible thing to give a boy a gun. Well, it wasn't hard for me, it's just hard for those around me. Well, it was kind of hard for me too, because my brother used me sometimes for target practice. Didn't say you're wrong, little brother. And I did. It was fun growing up at my house. We had a good time. But Herod, he wanted to stop change. Because said, I'm the king around here. I make the rules. I control things. Well, you might for a little while. But life will take care of that. And if you live long enough, people will put you in a chair and push you whether you want to go or not. And that Sister Carolyn, talking about people always pushing her around. Put her in a little chair and there we go. Amen. That's right. People will tell you when to sleep, when to get up. Amen. When to take your medicine. Things will change. Amen. And so Herod didn't want change. He wanted to stop Christmas. And you know, he actually went so far as to have all of the little boys in the region 2 years and younger murdered. Because he wanted to stop Christmas. There's still some killjoys around. They still want to kill anything that looks like Christ. Now, I'm not on my soapbox here, so I don't want to make anybody nervous or upset. But if you want to X something out, get rid of the mask. You know, I see people saying, right, an Xmas. What are you Xing out here? If you want to X something, X the mask part. Leave Christ in it. We didn't have Christmas before we had. He was the beginning of it all. This is his birthday. It all starts with him. So don't X him out of it. Man, leave him as the center of it all. Amen. And so Herod said, I don't want change. I want to continue to rule things. I don't want it affecting my life. Well, it affected everybody, including the calendar. Divided time into B.C. and A.D. Amen. It's affected everything since then. Amen. So Jesus Christ came and everything changed. Even those that wanted to skip Christmas couldn't. That's what John Grisham's characters, Luther and Nora Crank, discovered is you can't get away from it. They found out that on a train and on a cruise, you just couldn't get away from it. It's around the world. Everywhere you go. Amen. I knew a fellow one time, he didn't want anything to do with Jesus. He didn't like Jesus. He didn't want to hear about Jesus. Amen. So he got sick, wound up in the hospital, and laying in his bed, couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything. And guess who his roommate was? Amen. All things, a Pentecostal preacher. Amen. But it was actually in that hotel, not hotel, but that hospital room that he discovered who Jesus really was. And he found out really what he'd been looking for all the time. And what he'd been running from was what he was really looking for all the time. How interesting. Amen. But we read our text today, and Isaiah said, call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Old Testament, it was about God above us. I could never get up there. I could never get up to his level. Amen. There are those today that teach that it's God over us. Amen. God's over everything. And God's in control. And I do believe that. I think that's true. And I do believe that God is above us. But I'm glad that I came to understand that Jesus is God with us. That was the whole point. I think it was Bill Gaither, I think it was him, wrote a song that said he came down to my level because I couldn't get up to his. He came down to my level to show me what living is. And you see, that's exactly what Jesus did. He came down to our level. It was God above us, came down to be God with us. And it didn't stop there. Before he left his disciples, he said, I am with you, but I shall be in you. So it's God above us and God over us, then God with us, and now it's God in us. That's what Christmas is all about. You see, he just keeps getting closer and closer and closer. Amen. Amen. You see, he didn't just come down to my level, but he lifted me up. I could not become like him, so he became like me. I was at the church one day, and another church. We had glass doors like we have here. And I walked into the sanctuary, and there to my surprise, was a little bird flying around. I thought, wow. So I knew that, of course, he couldn't live in there. Wouldn't be good for him or us. And so I went back and I opened up the doors. And I kept saying, come on, bird. Come on. Get back outside. And, well, obviously he didn't understand. No matter how loud I said it or how nice I said it, he didn't understand. And I got to thinking, you know, if I just for a moment could be a bird, I could not only tell him, I could lead him and I could show him how to get out of here. Well, tragically, because we couldn't communicate. The bird decided he'd make his own way out. So I was standing there holding the door open. And he comes flying as fast as he can, and he hits the door that's not open. End of story, end of bird. He came that close to getting out. Amen. But you see, that's really what Jesus did. Is he came down to be one of us. We could not understand God until he became a man. And then he speaks our language. And he can communicate with us in a way that we understand. And as a matter of fact, he came and he said, I am the truth, the life, and the way. He didn't just come to tell us, he came to show us. He came to lead us. He came to guide us. But some of us are as determined as that little bird that we don't want to go his way. We're going to make our way. And you hear me. When you hit the door, you'll understand that Frank had it wrong when he said, I did it my way. Jesus came so he could, it's a compassion thing. It's a mercy thing. It's about grace and goodness that God came. Amen. Don't miss Christmas. Don't skip it. Amen. It's important. Jesus is the greatest gift. Now, we know that Christmas is about giving. Amen. And don't fool yourself. You like gifts. Amen. I do. I'll just be honest with you. I like them. I'll still like if you don't give me one. I may not like any better if you do or don't, but I do like gifts, just to be honest. Especially if they're something I can eat. I've outgrown BB guns. Cap pistols, cowboy outfits. Amen, but I hadn't outgrown good food. Amen. Anybody ever heard of Tiffany Company? Tiffany Company started in 1837 in New York City. It was known for exquisite gifts of gold and silver and jewelry and diamonds, accessories. Then Tiffany's son took it a step further. He became skilled in glass, and he began to make stained glass windows and lampshades and chandeliers and other great and priceless artifacts out of glass. And so Tiffany's became synonymous with two things: quality and luxury. It has high standards and high prices. Tiffany. They put an ad in a newspaper, and it was titled this. It was a very simple, elegant ad. It said, a good present. And then it lists qualities. A good present dazzles. A good present has integrity. A good present doesn't live in a drawer. A good present simply refuses to go out of style. A good present is beautifully made. A good present is remembered for a very long time. And I think those are good qualities for a good present. And when it comes to giving, God cared enough to send His very best. He sent us the greatest gift. Amen. Tiffany said a good gift dazzles. Well, how about being the light of the world? Is that bright enough for you? Does that shine enough for you? When the sun no longer is required, the Bible said that the Lamb shall be the light of the city. He's the light that never goes out. Will that dazzle you? Tiffany said it must have integrity. Even Pilate said, I find no fault in him. He is without sin. He is perfection. Tiffany said it shouldn't be forgotten in a drawer. Amen. Let me tell you something. Jesus is not in a drawer and he's not in a tomb. Amen. But he said, I am alive. I'm alive forevermore. Praise God. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. Everywhere he is, he's all that he is. Omnipotent. Knows everything that he knows. Omniscient. He's not going away because he's eternal. He won't change because he's immutable. Amen. I tell you what, he's not in the drawer. People have tried their best to put him in a drawer. They tried to feed him to lions and they wouldn't eat it. They tried to burn him with a fire and the fire couldn't burn it. They tried to drown him with water. Water couldn't drown it. Amen. It's still here. 2,000 years later, there's more Christians than there were in the first generation. Amen. This just keeps on growing, folks. The more they try to put it out, the brighter it shines. Amen. That's what they're telling us now. Just zip it. Amen. Be a Christian at your house, but don't expose everybody else to it. Amen. Don't tell it where you go. Don't tell it in the school. Don't tell it in the church. Amen. Don't talk about it on the job. Just keep it to yourself. Put it in a drawer. You know what? If you never open your mouth, you'll be a witness. Amen. Just your lifestyle. You know what I'm talking about. You just go about your business. You're not being preachy and pushy. And people start saying something different about you. What makes you different? Well, I'm not preaching, but you did ask. You want to know, right? I taught a fellow Bible study one time. He wasn't very happy about me being there. His wife said I could come, he told his wife I could come. And so I came to teach in the Bible study. Before he even started, he said, I want you to know. He said, I want you to be out of here in an hour. And he said, and I do not want you to invite me to your church. I said, I can do that. So I started the Bible study, and 45 minutes. Y'all won't believe that, but in 45 minutes I was through. And then he started asking questions. And when it got close to an hour, I reminded him. I said, now I've been here an hour. And I'm ready to go. You're asking questions. I'd be glad to answer questions. But I said, now, I've already been here an hour. I want you to know you said an hour. And hour's up. So, amen. And you know what the last question he asked me was? He said, where's your church? I said, now I'm not telling you, but you're asking me. Amen. I'm not inviting you, but I'm telling you where it is and when we start. It's kind of an odd witness, wasn't it? Praise God. But he served the Lord until last year when he got to be going home to be with the Lord that he loved to serve. Amen. So, your life is a witness, even if you don't say anything. So you can't put him in a box. And then Tiffany said it must be timeless. Well, the scripture said of Jesus Christ, he's the same. Yesterday and today and forever. Is that timeless enough for you? And the good thing is, not only is he the same, but it's a good same. There's some people I really want them to change. I don't want them to be the same. I don't want them to be the same, not even for one more minute. I've had all the sameness I can take. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You ever seen anybody just say, well, something's got to change here, you know? Amen. But Jesus is a good same. And that goodness and that perfection never changes. So always the same. And then Tiffany said that if it's going to be a good gift, it's got to be beautifully made. Amen. Well, how about perfection? Is that good enough for you? Amen. Perfect. Without blemish, without blot, without spot, without sin. Is that good enough for you? Jesus is perfect. And Tiffany said it must be remembered for a long time. Well, 2,000 years is just the beginning. Amen. Let me tell you something. The last day on earth and when eternity begins, amen, he's still going to be remembered. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he's at least fulfilled Tiffany's. Let's go a step further. A good gift must be a gift that keeps on giving. Amen. A gift that gives. And Jesus is the gift that gives. He gives life. Amen. He said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. Oh, yes. Amen. Not only abundantly, but eternally. Amen. And not only that, but he gives a life of joy, and he gives a life of peace, and he gives a life of righteousness. Is that good enough? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's not only a gift, but he's a gift that keeps on giving. Amen. I know what I'm talking about here today. I'm not preaching just what somebody preached to me or what I read in a book. I'm preaching my life. I know what he gives. I've experienced enough sorrow. And in the midst of that sorrow, to experience peace that passes understanding. And to find in the, with tears running down my cheeks, there was still a song in my soul. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm not telling you something I heard. I'm telling you something I experienced in my own life. In times that I still have the grainy taste of dirt in my mouth, and my knees are bleeding, and my nose is skint, my chin is bleeding, and I fell so hard. The bitter taste of defeat is in my mouth, and everything is screaming at me, just quit, give up. You're a failure, you're a flop, you're a hypocrite. Then through all of that, to hear that voice say to me, you're my child. I love you. Get up. Amen. Try again. Come on. You can make it. I'll go with you. I'll help you. I'm right here. And I know what I'm talking about. I'm not telling you pie in the sky business here today. I'm not talking to you about something somebody else said. I'm not talking to you about something you just read in the book. I'm talking about life. And I've lived it. I've had some of the greatest joys, and I've tasted some bitterness. I've disappointed others, and I've had others disappoint me. I've hurt other people, and I've had other people hurt me. I know what life's like. I've lived it. Not in an ivory tower. I lived it right here just like you have. But I found out that Jesus is a gift. He keeps on giving. Every day, he keeps on giving. Don't skip Christmas. Don't skip Christmas. This is the greatest gift that you'll ever I'm going to close here just a moment. Thank you for your time. There was a group of American soldiers in World War II, tropical island. They received their orders to ship out. It was December. It was just about Christmas time. And they got the inhabitants of the island together, and they started teaching them Christmas carols. They started singing, and the islanders started singing with them. And then they began to tell them the story of the Christmas carols and the story of Christmas. Of course, when you talk about Christmas, you can't really talk about Christmas without talking about the Christ. And they began to talk about Jesus. And of course, then they shipped out. And some years later, this chaplain that was with that company was going or returning from the Far East, and he stopped by that island to just see how things were going. And they recognized him when he got off the ship, and they took him and they said, "We want to show you our church." And sure enough, they built the church. And they invited him. They said, "Come and worship with us." And so he went to their worship service, and to his great surprise, they were still singing Christmas carols. And after service, he said, "Y'all always sing Christmas carols?" And they said, "Yes, we do." They said, "As a matter of fact, here on this island," they said, "every day is Christmas. Every day is Christmas. And we call our church the Christmas Church." Amen. Hallelujah. So, songwriter's words, "I wish every day could be like Christmas." Well, in that island and in that church, every day is Christmas. Amen. And when you have the true meaning, every day really is like Christmas. Amen. We must renew the Spirit of the Lord in our lives, not let it fall away. Amen. So every day, we need to renew it. Now, I know what Jesus said. He said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So I have His promise that He'll always be with me. But I never want to take that for granted. So I'll make sure that in every service and every day, I invite Him and say, "Lord, I want You to come be with me again. I know You're here. I know You promised You'll never leave me. But I just want You to know that You're welcome here." Does that make sense to you? I don't want to take Him for granted. But I want Him to know every day He's welcome here. That He's welcome here. In this church, and in my heart, and in my life. And I want Him to be there. Amen. Let's stand together today. There was a church that was, they were raising funds to build a new facility. There was a man in the congregation by the name of Ron. And he promoted the idea of Big Gift Sunday. So they got together and circled the date on the calendar, picked out a certain Sunday, and they said, "This Sunday will be Big Gift Sunday." So everybody on this particular Sunday, bring your biggest gift, and we're going to apply that to funds for the new facility. Sunday came, people came, time to give came. All of the people were bringing their gifts, and they couldn't find Ron. And all of a sudden, the back doors open, and Ron steps in. And his whole body is covered with a big gift package and a big bow. He looked kind of foolish, but he said, "My gift as myself. I come to give everything. He gave everything for me. I'm giving everything back to Him. The greatest gift that you can give is yourself. Just as the greatest gift that He gave was Himself. Somebody said that what I am is God's gift to me, but what I make of myself is my gift to God. I want to make of myself something worthy to present to Him. When the time comes and I present myself before the Lord, I want it to be a gift that is worthy of a king. How about you? Amen. Don't skip Christmas. Receive the greatest gift, and that is God into your heart, in your life. He can change you and transform you, make you a brand new person, something better than you've ever dreamed could be. He can take all of your troubles and your heartaches. He can make them a memory without pain. He can give you a life of peace and joy, help you do the right thing always. Amen. Would anybody like to give a gift to God today and just give yourself to Him? Amen. You know what? He'll take it, even if it's not perfect. With all of your blemishes and all of your flaws, even your sins, if you'll offer it, He'll take it. He won't leave you the same. There'll be a lot of changing, but they'll all be for the best. Anybody here like to bring Jesus a gift today? Would you like to step out from where you are, make your way down to the front of this building today, and just a simple offering and giving of self to God? I invite you to come. Amen. Like Ron just came and gave his all. Anybody here want to do that today? I know you've done it time and again, but it would be good to do it again today. Here I am, Jesus. Please take me. All of my flaws, my imperfections, my sins, my faults, my failures. I don't know what else to do with them. They're certainly not helping me. If I could just give them to You today, You know what to do with them. The Bible says that You'll cast them into a sea that's as far removed as the east is from the west. But the world has ever never to be seen or remembered again. I want to give myself. You are so pure. I know I'm not worthy, but I'd like for You to make me worthy. I know that I'm not good enough, but I'd like for You to help me to be good. One thing I've certainly discovered is I can't do it by myself. I have tried and miserably failed. So let me come and ask You to help me today.
Amen.
Let me give myself on this Christmas morning. It would be so wonderful if Christ could be born in me. Amen. Hallelujah. I know that you're born in Bethlehem, but every new birth still includes Jesus. When you're born into my heart, and I'm born into your kingdom, it becomes something magnificent, miraculous. Time and time and time again.
You came in my likeness, and you cleansed.
Oh, you're good, Jesus.
From all my
I sure do want to be good.
So now
I'd like to be good too. You're merciful. You're kind. You're generous. You're full of love. Full of light. Full of truth. I'd like to be like that. So help me today to be full of you. Because if you fill my life, I can be good and light, truth, and mercy,
and
love also. Oh, I need you today, Jesus. I need you today, Jesus. I need you today, Jesus. I need you.
You came.
I need you today. I need you today. I need you. Thank you for hearing us, helping us, being with us. You're so good. I appreciate you. I really, really do appreciate
you. Precious Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I worship you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's what it's all about. Giving back to Jesus. Giving back to God. He's been so generous. He's been so good. He's been so faithful. Now it's our turn to give. Our turn to give. Giving back to God. Giving back to God. Giving back to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you cleanse me from
Hallelujah. He will receive the gifts that you give graciously. Then he'll take them and he'll make them something better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Oh,
yeah. in the praises of your people, so we lift our hands, as we lift our hearts, and we offer up the praise unto you, Lord. Oh, welcome into this. So we lift our hands, and we lift our hearts, and we offer up the praise unto you, Lord. Welcome into this in the praises of your people, so we lift our hands, as we lift our hearts, and we offer up this praise unto you, Lord. Oh, I will give you all, I will give you all, if all is what you ask of me, I will not withhold. And if my sacrifice is less than giving you my very best, let me remember Calvary's cross and be willing to say yes. I will give you all, I will give you all, if all is what you ask of me, I will not withhold. And if your sacrifice, then giving you my very best, let me remember Calvary's cost and be willing to say yes. Sing it unto the Lord. I will give you all, I will give you all, if all is what you ask of me, I will not withhold. And if my sacrifice is less than giving you my very best, let me remember Calvary's cross and be willing to say yes. Oh, I will give you all, I will give you all, all is what you ask of me, I will not withhold. And if my sacrifice is less than giving you my very best, let me remember Calvary's cross and be willing to say yes. Thank you, Jesus. I will give you all. Amen. Praise Jesus.